This is July 17th, day two of Minty Tours in France. It's been a long day today. We landed in France at 8:03, came off the ferry into Saint-Malo, and then started hunting around initially for the tourist information, but I spotted a patch of green, so I thought the dogs hadn't spent, so I drove in there and ended up clearing away about 8 different packets of poo. Obviously the French don't pick up in here over here. But anyway, I rearranged my rucksack and discarded lots of packaging on my medicines and tried to prune it down a bit. But it seems a jolly heavy rucksack, and I'm sure I'm up to the 20 kilo mark. So we set off. I rang up the hotel that Brian Honus had very kindly tried to arrange free parking at, but I only got a lady who said she'd ring the manager and ring me back, and never did. So I've ended up parking at a place that Bill Cheston and I had organized, which was parking Paul Cheval, which is a park and ride on the outskirts of the city, and it's €3.30 per day, so I'll just have to sort that out when I get back. So caught the bus back into the center. All the local residents pleaded with the driver to let me take the guide dogs back on the bus, and he very kindly did. Then we went to the tourist information, who didn't know any camping shops, or at least if they did, they were miles away, because I haven't got any camping gas backup. And also I realise I've left my yellow foam that goes under the tent in the garden. So I'm just sleeping on the ground at the moment, but it's relatively warm. So we left Saint-Malo around about 2:30, and it's a concrete promenade all the way along for miles, and it was really nice to get out of that and into a bit of proper GR trail. It was also nice to see the little red and white flashes of the GR coming back, and your eyes soon got into looking to see where they were, and you're way marking the trail. So we put the tent up at the end of a beach, and I've just been waiting for the sun to set before I finally put it up. Nice spot.